Members will have learned of your interventions regarding individual housing applicants while you were Minister with Senior Responsibility for Housing in Ireland. Arising from that case, can you confirm to the committee how many political opponents and how many media outlets and or journalists received legal letters from you in this regard? You'll also be aware that in the Irish Parliament, serious charges have been raised regarding your decision as Minister to shut down an inquiry initiated by your predecessor into alleged planning irregularities in 7 local authority areas. This week it transpired that you misled the Irish public into your knowledge of a €50 million spend on consultancy fees by a company you established, Irish Water. Given the likelihood of future tribunals and inquiries into these issues and others, and given the level of legal actions that have been initiated by you, do you believe that you will have the time and concentration to be able to focus on your job as Commissioner?
Well, first of all, I know you're a new member of parliamentary politics, but I have actually spent 27 years as a member of Irish Parliament. I know what parliamentary privilege is, and I know what it isn't. And you would expect politicians to defend themselves if they are defamed, and that's what I intend to do, and that's what I have done. But as I said earlier to a question, I will fully cooperate with this committee in terms of proportionality, accountability and transparency in relation to my role, particularly €58 billion of a budget that is under this particular policy. I did not shut down any inquiry. In fact, the delegated function for that particular inquiry was another ministry. So you actually have the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time. €50 million of Irish Water was the indicative initial expenditure for hardware, software, all of these programmes that we require to set up a new entity, where we actually are going to ensure greater amounts of water quality, greater quantities of water available to the Irish people in the future. If you're going to set up a new system, it costs money to do so. And it has been independently evaluated by the Commission on Energy Regulation, and all of us, of 180 million spent and allocated, 172.8 million has been deemed to be appropriate. So that's not a bad record. Could I draw to your attention as well that I know that you're against Europe, but you're also against my nomination. But I've received a wonderful letter from your colleague in Northern Ireland, the Minister for Agriculture, a Sinn Féin member. Dear Phil, congratulations on your nomination as European Commissioner for Agriculture. It's a prestigious portfolio, it's a highly significant honour both nationally and at a personal level. Once you've taken up your post, I would welcome an early meeting with you to discuss areas of mutual interest and to develop and maintain an effective working relationship. I know that you are keenly aware of the importance of agriculture in the North and some of the key challenges we face.
Answer the questions I put to you.
So all I can say, there seems to be a little breakdown in discipline in Sinn Féin. And I hope you won't get into trouble over it.
Chairman, I ask specific questions. I appreciate answers.